Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is September the 17th, 2021. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this little series on The Gospel is So Much More. I've enjoyed thinking about the ways in which the gospel is more than the death, burial, and the resurrection. And today I want to use the last point to talk about the gospel is the source of healing. In 1 Peter 2:24, Peter says, "Who his own self bare our own sins in his body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." We know that Peter is looking back to the great gospel passage in the Old Testament of Isaiah 53, and that's where he that's the passage that he is mentioning here in 1 Peter 2:24. And when we think of this passage, we understand that those who believe in Jesus are healed from their sin sickness by the wounds of Jesus. However, I like what Gill has to say about this passage. He says, "Healing of diseases and forgiving of iniquities is one and the same." And he says we can find that in Psalm 103, verse 3. I guess I can turn back there and look at that, can I? So Psalm 103, verse 3, it says, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." So we bless the Lord, all of my soul, because he forgives our iniquities and heals all our diseases. So how does this work, though? How are the stripes of Jesus the source of healing? Well, we want to remember that sickness and disease are a result of sin. Sickness was not present until Adam sinned. And when Adam sinned, death by sin happened. And death happens because of sickness and disease. And so sickness and disease found its way into God's creation. And so when we think about that, if sickness and disease is a result of sin, then how is it going to be healed? How can there be a cure for sickness? And this is the blood of Jesus Christ makes healing possible. By his stripes you are healed. The blood of Jesus Christ, the stripes of Jesus, are the only thing that can take away sin. Without the blood of Jesus, there would be no healing. We want to realize that tonight, and as we think about the sin and disease, we really don't deserve to be healed, but God has provided a way for healing to come into his creation. And by the stripes of Jesus, healing comes. God, in his goodness, has chosen to see the sacrifice that Jesus made for sin, and he allowed for healing to come, for some of the effects of sin to be removed. This is where we see one of the ways that God is gracious to all of his creation. He allows healing to happen. Without the stripes of Jesus, no one would be able to recover from any sickness. Some may say, well, then why doesn't God heal every disease? Well, of course, then there would be no penalty for sin. But maybe a better question wouldn't be, Why doesn't God heal every disease? But the better question is, why would God heal any disease? If disease is a result of rebellion against God because of sin, why would God bring any healing at all? You see, we don't deserve any healing. And so, why would God choose to heal it? Because he chooses to be good and kind. So this is where we see the goodness of God. He has a love for his creation, and he shows that love when he allows any healing to take place, because any healing only happens because of the stripes of Jesus. See, instead of causing men to suffer completely without any hope of recovering from any sickness, at times God chooses to bring healing. He allows healing to take place. And again, he's looking at the stripes of his son Jesus, and because his son was willing to bear the penalty for sin, God allows a general goodness to go out to his creation and for men to recover from their sicknesses. You know, the marvels of modern medicine have no ability to bring healing unless God chooses to allow that healing to take place. They may have the best procedure, but if God doesn't allow healing to take place, that procedure is ineffective. God has chosen to allow man to discover many treatments for sin or for sickness. But, you know, often they are effective, but sometimes they're not. It's all according to God's sovereign will. But before you begin to question God, remember sickness is a result of sin, and really healing is not deserved. But if you receive healing, it's because God looked at the stripes of Jesus, and by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. So today, be thankful for the stripes which Jesus bore. Be thankful because they are the source of all healing. When you get sick, go to the doctor. But don't stop there. Get on your knees and plead the stripes of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus, because by His stripes, you may find healing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, today we thank You for Your blood. We are thankful that the blood of Jesus, by His stripes and through His blood, we have the potential to find healing. Lord, I pray that You would heal our land. Lord, I pray that today that Your stripes would take away the coronavirus. Lord, help us to know that it is only through Your stripes that we should anticipate healing. And so, God, let that general goodness to go out to all of Your creation. Because Your Son bore the stripes of sin, may healing come because of the coronavirus and take the virus away, we pray. And we know the only hope for us to find healing is through the stripes of Your Son, Jesus. Forgive us for only trusting in modern medicine. Lord, help us to trust in You. We thank You for Jesus. In His name we pray. Amen. We hope you've enjoyed this little series on The Gospel is So Much More. Hope you have a good weekend. And until Monday, this is Brother Mark signing off.